Spencer again from Light Rock 105. Last Saturday, he was on the Darius Shapiro Show. I'm taping on the same day, actually, but this is just here on June 11th. So we're going to bring up Art Spencer from Light Rock 105 one more time, of course. Give it up, Art Spencer. How are you doing again?
Thank you, Derek. Very well.
Thank you. So 2 weeks in a row, and we're wearing the same clothes, you know? Let me just adjust the camera here, because I'm the camera guy. My sister Stacy was asking me before, you don't have another camera guy? I says, no. I'm the own camera guy, you know? Can you imagine with my sister today? Look at her, you're wearing jeans and purple shirt, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, you've been interviewed, as you said before, by Bob and by myself. Do you like television?
Yeah.
Yes. And do you think you're do you think you want to watch your show on television?
I want my show on television?
Yes.
I know, I hadn't thought about that.
So if Light Rock 105 said to you that they're going to do a television show, too, the Nightlight, it's called Nightlight, right?
Right.
Nightlight, like on NBC 10 or Channel 6, okay? What would you say to that?
I'd say, how are you going to execute it?
Because, you know, like Howard Stern, you know what I'm saying? He has his television show, he has his radio show, you know? I have the television thing, too. You know? Radio people are just not behind the microphone anymore. They have a camera. Does that scare you?
What, camera scare me?
Yeah.
No, not at all. You know, it would be very different because I think the two mediums are, you can't compare the two. One is voice, you know, voice and audio and video, and you see him, what's going on, and it's got to look interesting, you know. So that's why I said I would ask him, how do you execute this?
So tell me, you being on Light Rock 105, of course, you work the late night shift, 7 to midnight. Do you ever get tired? Because you seem like you're never tired on the air, you know what I'm saying? But do you ever get tired?
No, I don't. I like that shift. I've worked just practically every shift there is to work, and that one seems to work.
So you worked the overnight shift before, too?
I started doing overnights.
Really?
And
that was WLKW?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
So, what's the best experience you've got in radio?
My best experience in radio? I would have to say, without even thinking about it, something that we do every year is the Haswell Children's Hospital Radio Fund. And I remember when they told us, when we first did that, back in 2005, they said, this will be your most important thing you do in your career. And I couldn't quite process that. And I said, oh, okay, see how that goes. And it turned out to be. I now volunteer there. So that was a pretty interesting experience. I mean, we did very well, raised a lot of money, talked to a lot of people, heard a lot of moving stories, and it was great. That would be it.
Oh, awesome. And that, when does that usually happen? 1 month of the year?
Usually at the end of March or April.
Okay. Yeah. So it just happened recently. And now, of course, you know, I can relate to this. Do you ever have embarrassing moments on the air? And when does that usually happen?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, that's boring.
No, that's fine. But you never make any mistakes on the radio level, like, throughout the years? And if it does it get embarrassing for you?
Oh, I think mistakes. I don't remember what they are, but no, because you keep going.
Exactly. That's what you have to do with radio, of course, you know?
Yeah. You keep going, and, you know, you realize that the audience, they either don't hear it, or they don't notice it, or they know you do them enough to make mistakes too.
Yeah. Awesome. And then, of course, you work with some legendary people, of course, and Gary the Great, of course, coming back to Late Rock 105, and he used to be the morning DJ, of course. Tell me how it is to work with him. He's been on the station for years and years. And tell me about the privilege to work with Gary the Great.
Oh, he's just terrific. I just love Gary. Really nice man to work with. We were at Light Rock 105 the longest. I started there actually in 1986 with Light 105, and he was the only live DJ there. And we stayed there all along until he retired. And now he's back, and he's just a joy to be around and have around and work with.
Awesome. So you have a wonderful crew over there, Light Rock 105. And then, of course, beyond Light Rock 105, of course, great station, great music. What's one of your favorite songs that you play and a lot of people love when you play it?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. like a lot of the 80s music. We've been playing a lot of that lately.
Yes.
So that's a hard one to nail down.
Exactly. Now, what I find some that, I don't know if you remember this, but, you know, I used to call your show a lot, and I still do every once in a while. I'm talking, you know. And I remember you said one time, I don't know if you remember, I know this is still true, but you don't like playing Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson back to back. Is that still true? Yeah, I think you said that to me.
Honestly, don't. If you say I said that, I don't.
But
I don't know why I wouldn't.
But like sometimes radio DJs don't play them back to back. You know what I'm saying? But like, do you mind them playing back to back if that comes up? You know what I'm saying? Do you mind playing Brothers Eight back to back?
Oh, I don't see that.
What's some of your favorite music that you like to listen to in general?
I like jazz.
You like jazz?
Yeah. That's something I grew up on. I like classic rock. That was for like, you know, well, jazz is actually the first music I listened to in my life, and that I moved into classic rock, and then kind of went back to jazz. You know?
What if some people don't know about Spencer that people, you know, they don't share?
That I want to share? Or?
Well, okay, for instance, what's the last movie, or what kind of movies do you like to see?
I like action movies.
Action movies.
I used to watch those a long time ago, and then I started watching them again. We have a television in the studio, and not that I watch television during my show or anything like that, or movies, or anything, but I saw one that I liked, and I started seeing action movies, and I'm like, oh, I gotta see that. It was The Transporter, by the way. You know, and I like comedies, and, you know, and I don't watch movies a whole lot. I watch a lot of dramas on television. But I like most of the crime dramas.
Crime dramas?
Yeah, I like to
see CSI, right?
Yeah. You know, I like to see the bad guy get caught. I like to see how they do it.
Who are some of your comedy movies? Like, you like Adam Sandler? You like Chris Rock? You like
no particular comedian, actually. I feel like Chris Rock when he first came out. I like Eddie Murphy's movies. And I like, believe it or not, I like the animated Pixar movies. I mean, those are really, really nice to watch, and not, they're not just for kids, but a lot of the humor, you know, if you listen to it, goes over their heads, and the adults pick it up, you know, and stuff like that.
Awesome. Of course, if you just tuned in to talk with Derek Diaz of TV Station, you're watching Art Spencer from Light Rock 105. So if you're watching this on June 11th, you can tune on to Light Rock 105. You can hear him, too, while watching this. So this is pretty cool, you know? And, of course, so, of course, you said you like action movies. This is a good question. What do you think about this Arnold Schwarzenegger, Maria Shriver business?
I think it's sad. I really do. You know, and I like him as an actor. I don't know how he was as a governor. I mean, I don't know if he lived in California. I'm sure that if I lived there, I'd be a little disappointed. But I think it's pretty sad. You know, I mean, that's all I can say about it.
So you get sometimes like women calling up your show, sometimes going through divorce and they want to have a good dedication, trying to get back to rekindle the relationship a lot?
Sometimes, and sometimes it's usually like, thank God it's over, and they dedicate, I will survive, and, you know, they're glad, you know, if they're getting out of a bad marriage, they're glad of getting out of it, but they want to say that they feel empowered, you know, and I like that.
Exactly. And of course, what do you think about, you know, your colleague Buddy Sansi, of course, on the Buddy Sansi show. Do you ever listen to him?
I do listen to Buddy daily, and he's brilliant. Yeah. I mean, in a word, brilliant. He knows a lot, he knows a lot of people, he's learned a lot. You know, and about his time away, I mean, he had a lot of time to think, and a lot of time to learn, and, you know, and I think he's a really big asset, especially to talk radio, because he's shining a light on what's going on, you know, and he's getting the information out to me, you know, and he's doing a phenomenal job.
He is, because, you know, I had the privilege to interview him, and I was surprised, because, of course, you know, he works at WPRL, and I saw him at a club, one of these clubs in Providence. I did some stand-up comedy back in September. I said, Buddy, can I just do a quick interview with you? He said, yes. And he just had Buddy charisma, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So did you read his book, Politics and Hostile?
No, I haven't. I'm sure it's quite interesting, though, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, listen to the Today Show with Matt Lauer, you know what I'm saying, New York, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was cool, you know what I'm saying? So not only, buddy, you know, you're asked to do a DSS TV station talking with Derek, you know what I'm saying?
That's great.
Yeah. Also, too, I want to ask you a question, too, but Larry Estepa, of course, Larry Estepa did my show, Rosie and Bob, of course, Ryan Seacrest, of course. What do you think, of course, you've been in radio, of course, Ryan Seacrest, one of the biggest names in radio. What do you think about Ryan Seacrest?
I think he does a very good job with Idol. I don't hear him on the radio at all, but I've seen him on Idol. He does a fantastic job. That's a show you got to really, a lot of people watch that show, and they're really serious about what they do, and you got to really hold it together. I think he's the type of show to do it.
And of course, Larry Estepa, no stranger to Brown TV. I had the privilege, he lives in Atlanta now. He's a writer for CNN, so I had him on Talking with Derek. I bought his books. And Larry Estepa is just a great guy, you know, and of course, you know, unfortunately, he's getting older, so he can't find work in front of the camera, of course. He says, well, Larry, you're on my show, you're in front of the camera, you know?
There you go.
But he's right up to CNN. He made a presence in Rhode Island working for Channel 6 and Channel 10. What's his take on Larry Estepa?
I think did a great job. Yeah, I remember him very well. I used to watch him all the time.
Yep. You know, yeah. Exactly. And of course, what you take of Rosie and Bob, of course, because I had Rosie and Bob talking with Derek, but I never had her on the Derek Shapiro Show yet, which is going to happen June 18th at DerekShapiroShow.com. What do you think about Rosie and Bob?
She's a class act.
Yeah,
she really is. I saw her at the tent.
Yep.
Now, this is a long time ago when she was married to Tom.
Yes.
Tom Arnold. And he opened for her. I remember meeting them. This is a candid moment. This is one of these things that nobody knows about, but I'll just throw it out there.
Yeah.
My girlfriend at the time and I went in and we watched and we went to meet him because a lot of people went to go backstage and meet, you know, the celebrities and really performing. And it looked like they had just gotten through fighting. Because you know their marriage was on the rocks.
Yeah.
You know, and it looked like he just got through fighting. And he was a nut. Tom was a nut. Roseanne, she looked like she was faking her smile, like she wasn't really in a good mood, but had to be. Yeah. And I thought, gee, why is she doing that? Yeah. And years down the road, I realized, wow, probably had nothing to do with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Something going on here.
So that also wants me to be able to, yeah, I want to go on to my last question. Some of my words, but Al Spencer, of course, you're just good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get up to Al Spencer one more time if I ask this one more question, because he's great, dsmtv.com. One last question, you interview a lot of celebrities on your show sometimes?
Not lately. I've interviewed, the past though, I've interviewed John Tesh and Jim Brickman. And John Waite interviewed Andy Williams a long time ago. His first interview I ever did.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's your intake on doing interviews? Do you do interviews? And what's one of the most exciting interviews that you do?
Interview John Sakata too, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very interesting. And, you know, it's something I really get stressed out about. I don't do it very often, but it's really a piece of cake, you know.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Most of the interviews I do now are with people from, civic organizations and nonprofits, and that's a lot of fun. Knowing that you're helping them get the word out. That's a great
thing. Well, I do thank you, Al Spencer. Of course, you're on Light Rock 105. Here in Providence, and online too, across the world.
Right,
so
right.
Actually, I could hear you in Atlanta, and I did hear you in Atlanta. So the website is lightrock105.com.
Yeah, it's lightrock105fm.com, and our Facebook page is lightrock105, and our Spencer Bay. I'm also on Facebook.
Awesome, and it's Monday through Saturday, 7 to noon.
Correct.
Awesome. So. If you, after this program, put on Light Rock 105, you could do both. You know, people could do both. People could go on both websites and listen to us both. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So thank you very much, Al Spencer. It's been a privilege.
All right.